very warm welcome to anyone visiting us today. We hope you enjoy worshipping with us, and please join us for a cup of tea after the service, just round in solid ground. Crèche facilities are available throughout the service. Please see the folks in the door to guide and help you. Just a few announcements, folks. Our carol service this evening is here in Gray Abbey at 6:30, and again with a cup of tea after. And also remind you of our Christmas morning service, 9:45 in Clockey and 10:45 here in Gray Abbey. There's a request in from the Finance Subcommittee. The 2018 annual accounts are requested to be with the Finance Subcommittee by Sunday the 6th of January. And also the 2018 organisational group reports of the year's activities are requested to be with Fiona by Sunday the 13th of January. Could I please ask you to keep a note of these dates, because Fiona and the guys and the finance team will be really appreciative if you have them in time. So please take a note of those dates. The dates are in the announcements too. The envelopes on your seats are for our annual World Development Appeal collection. Please preferably consider how much you would contribute and return your envelope on Christmas morning or next Sunday, the 30th. Thank you. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, we are told, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Let's remember that verse as we sing our first item of praise. God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Oh, tidings of comfort.
Let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the greatest gift of all, your Son Jesus, who in his birth, life, and resurrection, we are restored in grace and eternal life with you. As we gather here this morning, enable us to put aside our concerns and our worries and instead focus on your word. We pray for David as he brings us your word to us today. Let us all remember to keep Christ in Christmas and to give him first place. Forgive us, Lord, for getting caught up in all the hustle and bustle that Christmas brings. God, you are forever faithful and good. Help us to keep trusting in you, even when we experience disappointments and heartache. Bless those, Lord, that find Christmas a particularly difficult time. Let them know that they can rely on your strength, your love, and your peace. Father, we take time to give thanks for all the blessings you have given us throughout the past year. We rejoice in your mercy and your care for us. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Almighty God, who loves us as we praise you with word and song. We make this our prayer in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Our praise group will now sing When Love Was Born.
Shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born. Perfect child, gently. Close my eyes to see the night when love was born. Angels fill the midnight sky. They
Good morning. It's good to be back with you again this morning, and to see some faces that are becoming more familiar as well. So thank you, and thank you to the praise group. I've heard the praise group this morning and the choir this morning and the hymns, and just saying how great they have been, and they've helped us really with our worship. So it's lovely to be able to get them to hear them the second time as well. Our Bible reading this morning is a familiar one, I think, for probably most of us. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And reading through to verse 20. And in the NIV, it's titled, The Shepherds and the Angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen, and may God bless this reading from his word. And before the children, young people leave us this morning, we join together again to sing to God's praise, Joy Has Dawned.
Glory, gifts of men from distant lands prophesy his story. Behold, a king is born today. Incense God is with us. For his death will make a way, and by his blood he'll win us.
Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. As recipients of abundant life in Christ, we now offer our gifts to God. Your offering will be received. Pray. God of all bounty, from your hand we have freely received. Accept these offerings as expressions of our thanks. Use these gifts for the work of your kingdom, for the sake of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the choir will now sing, "He Shall Reign Forevermore."
Thank you.
Thank you for your leading in our praise today. It has really challenged us and spoken to us at this Christmas time. So thank you. We now come to a time of prayers for others. So let us join together and bring our prayers to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day when we can worship you in freedom and bring you our prayers for others. God of hope, we rejoice that you became flesh and made your dwelling among us. Our hearts are filled with gratitude that in your eyes we are cherished and loved. We thank you for your perfect love and your mercies which never cease. Yet we are imperfect people who lead imperfect lives. Help us now, we pray, to put aside all that would distract and hold us back so that we may focus on you, our rock and our redeemer. We thank you for this church where people have been able to meet as a community in fellowship and love. We thank you for everyone who comes here, those attending organizations and church activities, those looking for companionship or to find a listening ear, or those who are simply curious to see what happens here. By your grace, may we serve one another humbly in love as we seek to further your kingdom. Faithful God and Prince of Peace, it is easy for us to criticize our leaders, especially when we are faced again with more political impasses within our own land and uncertainty about the future relationships with other countries and how that will impact on all our lives. Instead of despairing, we turn to you, praying that those in positions of power will receive wisdom, knowledge, and the strength they need to resolve problems and conflicts of opinion. May we also play our part in actively working for lasting peace. Ruler of all nations, we watch the tragic scenes of people suffering across the world because of war, civil unrest, poverty, and natural disasters. We see the plight of refugees who have fled their homes in Yemen and Syria and other places, and we hardly know how to pray about these crises. So we cry out to you, Lord, for all those whose lives have been rocked by conflict, and for governments and aid agencies coping with the extreme pressures and tensions of giving shelter. We give thanks for organizations like Tear Fund, Open Doors and Christian Aid and their partners who are giving care, support and aid to those fleeing war, persecution and other crises. And we pray especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ who suffer because of their faith. Those who will not be able to celebrate Christmas as we are able to celebrate Christmas. May your light shine across the nations, bringing hope and a future to all who are living in fear. And may we have your heart of compassion as we are called to respond. Most of us know someone who is burdened by physical or emotional pain. And at this time of the year, we remember those who struggle with additional financial pressures and other hardship, and who have difficulty just to make ends meet. The homeless and those who are in places of despair. We pray for healing and restoration within and among all those who are suffering, hurting, and broken. May they and those close to them know your comfort, your love, and your peace. that now as we step out into another week of challenges and opportunities, may we know that whatever we face, that you are always there. We praise you for the gift of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Hear these prayers made in the presence and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn again to that scripture, Luke 2, verse 8 to 20. And you've been hearing about the songs around Christmas over the past few weeks, and I think again also this evening. So just before we consider that passage, let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. It seems like just a short time ago that I started to see the first Christmas trees and decorations going up around the place. The Christmas adverts were starting to appear. Shops were starting to fill up their shelves with all of the Christmas stock. And today, here we are on the eve of Christmas Eve. And someone just said to me this morning, as we came away from Clocky, have I my preparations made? And I said, well, no, tomorrow's going to be a busy day. And I expect that the next couple of days are going to be busy for a lot of us. And do you have a favorite part of Christmas? Is it the food? Don't be putting your hand up. No need for that. Or is it the nativity plays, the lights and the decorations, the Christmas music, the parties, the family gatherings, the get-togethers, and the gifts? There is so much for us to enjoy at this time of the year. And over the past month, here in Grey Abbey and in our own home church and elsewhere, we have also been making time to come to church services and other events to remind ourselves again of the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ, and to give him the rightful place and to worship him. Amidst all the busyness, the season gives us the opportunity to hear and to tell again the story of the Savior's birth, to share that with people who may not often hear it or pay attention to the message of God's grace. But for some of us, Christmas will be tough. Perhaps it brings back memories of former times shared with loved ones who are no longer with us. Maybe we're reminded of things in our past which we have done and that continue to cause us pain. Or we may have more present concerns, strained or broken relationships, financial or family problems, loneliness, poor health, our own or of those who are close to us. We only need to look around us and to watch the news to see that we live in a world that is full of pain and brokenness. All of that can be amplified at this time of the year and can cause us to switch off or to distance ourselves from the real message of Christmas. I've heard it said that Christmas is really just for the children. Well, it's not. No. Neither is it a Christian festival of light-hearted celebration or escapism. What it is a celebration of God coming to be with us, to offer us his salvation and hope. The real message of Christmas is for everyone, whatever our situation, a message from heaven into very earthly circumstances. It is rooted in the reality of our lives. And it is the celebration of God reaching out to us in Christ to save us, to bring us back to Him, to reconcile us to Him, to bring us His peace. We have been singing and hearing lovely songs and carols this morning, but Edward Caswell's lovely hymn, See Amid the Winter Snow, includes these words, which sum up just what I've been saying. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love is thine. Thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. God in Christ reaches down to us, to our world, with all its messiness, to bring us back to Him. Recently, I had to go to a treatment room in our doctor's surgery, and it wasn't anything major, thankfully, that was of concern. But I sat in the treatment room, and it's one of those rooms where you pick up a number, and then, you know, your number's called eventually as they work through. And I waited to be called, and when it was my turn, I was called in. I was told by the nurse, well, actually, you need to make an appointment for that. We can't do that. You need to make an appointment. So I was turned away with an appointment to come back the following week. Then the nurse said to me, did you not see the signs everywhere telling you that you need to make an appointment? Well, I hadn't seen the signs. And this Christmas, let us not miss the signs pointing us to God's love and peace. Let us not miss the real message of Christmas. Let us not miss Christ. One of my favorite aspects of Christmas is listening to the Christmas carols. And that brings us to Bethlehem on that first Christmas to hear the message of the angels, the angels' song of peace, and to see what that means for us today. Out in those fields, it was maybe a quiet night, nothing much happening. Shepherds looking out for the usual problems, the robbers coming to steal some of the sheep, watching out that none of those sheep wandered off. And then there were wolves and wild animals. Nobody would want to meet up with those. But the shepherds were pretty tough and, by all accounts, probably pretty rough as well. They were ready for anything. Thieves, wild animals, tough working conditions, they had to deal with all of that. And they probably weren't particularly well respected. They were just a group of lowly shepherds. And that night, suddenly, out of nowhere, an astounding great light. What is happening? An angel of the Lord appears amongst them, and the glory of God shone around them. You think to the story of Paul and his conversion on the road to Damascus, when he was confronted by the risen Christ, and he was struck blind by the light. And the presence of the glory of God is just so amazing, bright, we can not grasp the extent of what that meant to those shepherds sitting in those fields that night. For those hard-nosed, tough shepherds, this is too wondrous, too overwhelming. Have you ever really wondered what it would have been like for them sitting there that night and an angel to appear and the glory of God, that bright light, to shine around them? They are terrified, terrified. Have you ever been in a situation where a teacher or principal called you to their office? Or the boss asked you to come and see them about the work that you have done? Maybe your reputation or your job is on the line. Or in the hospital, when the consultant comes around after the surgery and you wonder what they are going to say. That tremor of fear comes upon you. These shepherds, confronted by the angel, are in mighty dread. What is it they are going to hear? But into the shepherds' great fear, their terror, the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." Good news of great joy, something really to celebrate and to give thanks for. Good news of great joy. Don't we cry out for some good news when we are surrounded by so much frustrating and bad news and trouble in the world and in our own lives? The angels are proclaiming a new way, a turning point from the vicious circle of separation from God and the absence of peace. The good news is this: a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. He's the one that the Jews had been waiting and waiting for. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah had proclaimed hundreds of years before, and we use some of the words in one of the praise songs, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Seeing one angel would have been utterly amazing, but to be surrounded by a sky full of the heavenly host must have shaken those shepherds to the very core of their being. This was an amazing night. A Savior is born. Glory to God and peace on earth. And the message is declared to, first of all, a group of lowly shepherds, as if to underscore that the message is for all people. And the angel's song of peace. First of all, the angels give praise and glory to God. He is in the highest. He has done this wonderful thing. He is almighty. He is the sovereign God. When we are in his presence, reconciled with him, we can only praise him with all our being. The angels of heaven adore him. We must join in that praise and worship. The vertical, the praise to God in the highest. And then the angels proclaim peace on earth to those on whom God's favor rests. The vertical, the horizontal, peace on earth. The angels promise peace between God and mankind, which really means our salvation. It is the shalom, the Hebrew term, peace, the longed for relationship with God that the prophets spoke of, the understanding that God loved his people, he forgave them, he cared for them, and provided for all their needs. And here, the peace is being declared for us. And this peace is more than just the absence of war or conflict. It's more than just physical provision. It is the goodness of God. It starts with our submission to his will and way in Christ. We need to submit to him and secure this peace in our lives. And when we are reconciled with God in Christ, the peace with God, with others, and with ourselves. Within ourselves, there is often so much conflict and struggle. Christ's peace enters into that struggle with us and for us. We can search after many things that we hope will give us peace, financial security, self-confidence, personal achievement, knowledge, the latest product or device which promises us success or rest or prosperity. But they will all fail to deliver. This year we commemorated the ending of the First World War, and it was declared as the war that would end all wars. But we know that it happened again and again. Christ is the way to true peace. This is the peace which passes all understanding. All other things are temporary, pale imitations. Before his crucifixion and death, Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives you. As the world gives, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Peace on earth proclaimed at his birth, and Christ gives the gift of peace to his followers before his crucifixion. Through his life, Jesus brings us peace. Saved, forgiven, reconciled to God. Now that is good news of great joy. And in those fields around Bethlehem, then all goes quiet. The angel is gone, the heavenly host is gone, the shepherds are left alone with their sheep and the starry sky. The shepherds have heard what the Lord has said. Do they go back to what they were doing before? Well, their response is that they hurry to Bethlehem. They step out in faith. They hurry off to see if this is true, what they've been told. What is our response when we hear the good news, which is of great joy? At Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, his coming as a baby, born to save us through his death on the cross. Do we hear the good news and then stay where we are, continuing just as before? Or do we heed the signs and follow him? The shepherds discovered in Bethlehem that all is just as they have been told. Those rough shepherds from the fields come down into Bethlehem to visit a baby. I think we maybe need to do some recasting in our nativity plays. These shepherds come down to see the baby, and they find him in the manger as they have been told. And they tell others. They spread the word that they have heard about this child. They become witnesses and are bursting with the news, absolutely bursting with the news. They have to share that good news with others. And when they return to the fields and their flocks, the shepherds glorify and praise God. Ringing in their ears is the good news of the birth of the Savior and peace on earth. The shepherds return to the same dangers they faced before. The lions, the wolves, and the bears are still out there. They haven't gone away. There are thieves who will threaten their sheep, and they need to keep watch that none of those sheep wander off. Yet the shepherds praise God and glorify him. They have seen the Savior. They have heard the good news, and they are transformed. And they know God's peace. Their circumstances haven't changed, but nothing will be the same again. And they mirror what they have heard from the angels. The angels glorified God, and they proclaimed peace on earth. The shepherds saw and believed the message. And they know the peace of God, and they join in that praise and glorification back to God. They hear the praise and the glory given to God. They hear the message. They respond and believe. And in response, they praise God in return with the angels. And what about us? It is the same for us. We hear the message. We have heard the angels giving glory of the angels giving glory to God and praise to God. And what is our response? Do we hurry to the manger in Bethlehem? Do we respond and see the great news that there is there, the coming of the Savior of the world? And do we fill up and are we bursting with the joy that that brings, and we respond in faith to him? And just as the shepherds go back to their fields and face the same dangers, it is the same for us. God doesn't promise that we won't face problems and difficulties. What he does promise is that whatever we face, whatever our circumstances, we can know his peace. When we are reconciled with God and know that peace, we are transformed from the inside. Even when we make mistakes, we fail, we fall, in Christ, we have a homecoming to a place of peace. A homecoming to a place of shalom. We are restored and forgiven. And in the face of all our enemies and troubles, Christ promises to be with us. He is with us. And he is for us. Emmanuel, praise the Lord. And as we go about our activities this Christmas, be still. Listen for the message of the angels. And the angels' song of peace can be our song. Maybe show as I did down, it just came to me when I was down in Clockey, the last verse of the first the hymn we sang, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. He was ready for it this time because after the fistling about to get the slide last time, so without any warning, and I'm sorry about that. The last verse, we sang, now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place. In response to that message of peace, of the Savior coming, and like the shepherds, we can't hold it in. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place. And with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all other doth deface. Everything else spoils the world and our relationship with God. All other things doth deface, except for Christ. O tidings of comfort and joy, O tidings of comfort and joy. Let the angels' song of peace be your song, be our song. Let's pray. Loving God, grant us that this Christmas and always we would have the wonder and faith of the shepherds, and that we would have your peace in our hearts. Give us the wisdom and courage to be your peacemakers, to bring peace to all those around us. Amen. And in response to the word of God and in thankfulness for his good news and great joy and the promise of his peace, we join in our closing hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. All understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with us always. Amen.